Another man who's always comprehensive is the racing editor of the Courier Mail, Nathan Exelby. It's been a busy time up north. How are you, Nathan?
Really well, thanks, Michael.
Mate, can you try to unravel for us who have been watching on down here what the situation is and what's occurring with Ben Curry? Because it's been going on for almost a year now, and finally yesterday he was stood down from training.
Yeah, well, he was, but there's still something to play out this week with regards to that. So, yeah, as you say, there was 28 charges levelled at him last year out of the April 7 Wheatwood Day inquiry. He was stood down at that time in sort of June last year, successfully sort of stay of proceedings at QCAT. Since then, there's been another four positive swabs. I shouldn't say another, but there's been four positive swabs that have come to light, two of which have happened in during that stay time. Then last Friday, there were another seven charges levelled at him, including the use of jiggers. And at that time, he was issued with a show cause notice. That hearing was held yesterday. And last night, stewards suspended his licence.
We had the...
Again.
we had the unusual situation on the weekend where the Metro clubs warned him off and said, you're not welcome to attend. However, he was still a licensed trainer and actually trained a winner at the meeting. How did that occur?
Well, I think it was probably out of exasperation that you know, there's a sense up here that you know, racing in Queensland has lost control of its integrity. Now, as you know, Integrity was split off from the control body of Racing Queensland a few years ago to establish the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission. So Racing Queensland has no say in it whatsoever. Mm. The BRC, after Friday's charges, elected to use the liquor licensing laws to exclude him from coming to Doomben and Eagle Farm. His father deputised for the stable and he had a winner on that day.
It's a bizarre situation. And do you think we'll get a review after this or a change in the protocol so that it isn't so drawn out and the race clubs and the racing board, I suppose, does get more so?
I wouldn't think that they'll... I think what will be reviewed is the appeal process. Now, this week is really pivotal, Michael. Like, last night was sort of a fait accompli. Once they issued him with the show cause, you pretty were certain that Keurig would stand him down. But what will happen now is that Ben Curry will put in what's called an internal review today, and off the back of that, he'll go to QCAT seeking an urgent stay. Now, that's what he successfully did last June, and he'll be hoping to do that again this week. And as you see, those charges from last June, they're still yet to be heard because there's another Supreme Court judicial review this Friday, separate to anything at QCAT this week, where Curry's lawyers have argued that, among other things, that he should be allowed legal representation in those stewards' inquiries for both the 28 charges and the four positive swabs. So it's just dragged on, and like even though those charges emanated from April 7 last year, the stewards' inquiry into those is yet to be fully completed.
Jeez.
It's just makes a mockery of justice up here, and certainly, you know, if officials don't look at the system, regardless of which side you sit on it, obviously accused people should have an entitlement to try and clear their name earlier as well, but for an industry to watch on for 12 months and nothing happen, it just damages, it's horribly damaging for the brand.
There's no doubt about that. Nath, it's a story, as you said, there's still plenty more to play out. We'll keep updated through your good self. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, mate.